This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
A half century ago, Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara decided to start running the Pentagon more like a business. He created the Defense Logistics Agency, which is now a $44 billion a year operation tasked with buying pretty much everything the military might need. Diamonds, airplane parts, pharmaceuticals. Turns out the Pentagon might not know exactly where all these things are or why it has so many of some of them. And now Congress has demanded its first financial audit of the Pentagon. Brian Binder is Politico's national security correspondent. He's the author of an investigative report titled, How Do You Buy $7 Billion of Stuff You Don't Need? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I wonder if we can start with the history of the Defense Logistics Agency. Why didn't McNamara think it was the right way to go, and how did it get as big as it is today?
Well, when Robert McNamara came into the Pentagon at the beginning of the Kennedy administration, he had just come from Ford Motor Company. And one of his marching orders was to make the Pentagon more efficient. And one of the ways he did that was to consolidate the Pentagon's approach to buying everyday items, so consumables, as they would call them, everything from toilet paper to food to uniforms to gasoline, things that all of the military branches were purchasing, but at that point were often doing on their own. And his idea was if we have some central purchasing agent, we'll get an economies of scale, and this stuff will be cheaper. But over the years, it just grew into this behemoth. The intent was quite understandable and quite rational. The problem is if you're going to run the Pentagon like a business, you don't necessarily have the kind of people with business experience to run it effectively. And so here we are 54 years later, and the Defense Logistics Agency is about to go through its first ever financial audit in 2016.
What are some of the hurdles it'll face passing this audit?
Well, the DLA's been preparing for this audit for about 3 years, and they've done a series of mock audits, and they've learned a lot. As the senior agency officials have said, they've uncovered a lot of problems. I mean, one major problem is just simply the paperwork nightmare. How do you provide an independent auditor, in this case, an outside firm that comes in with all of the paper trail so they can have confidence that you know where the money is, you know where your inventory is, you know where you bought it from, who you bought it from, who you bought it for. And so I think getting their paperwork system and their computer systems, which are many and varied, kind of on the same page has been a huge challenge.
So they don't have this paper trail?
Well, they claim that they have enough of a paper trail now that they think they could pass an independent audit. But they will clearly admit, as the deputy finance director told me, you know, you'd think it would be easy to track a fire truck, but that was one example of the paper says we have it, we bought it, but God knows where it is.
Wow.
What military base is it on? Did we sell it? Was it extra? And so, you know, just tracking all of that has been a huge, huge endeavor. And, you know, and I think a lot of people think they've come far in 3 years, but the big test is now when you have a KPMG or another big outside auditing firm, and the Pentagon is about to decide who that will be, to come in and say, okay, you know, here's whether you pass or you don't pass. And I think there's big questions as to whether they're really ready for that.
As they've gotten ready for this audit, what else have they uncovered about their own practices or what they're doing right or wrong?
One of the things they've learned is that it's one thing to do an audit. In other words, it's one thing to get a snapshot in time of what your books look like, what comes in, what goes out. But it's a whole nother challenge to figure out whether what you bought is actually what you need. In the end, even if DLA passes a financial audit and the books look relatively good, it doesn't solve what many people think is a larger problem, which is simply buying things the military doesn't need. It's not a stretch to say this is the Walmart of the Pentagon. The problem is it's not really run like Walmart.
If it were run like Walmart, would this work? How do you fix it?
I think some would say you perhaps need to privatize this a little bit more. Maybe you take this government-run business and allow private industry to have a bigger role in actually running it. But I think others would argue that there really isn't an easy solution because the military obviously needs very unique items. Sometimes it needs them very quickly, and you sort of need a central purchaser who can go out and get this stuff and can also move it around the world as needed. And so is there a way we can bring in more of these business practices that industry is using these days to at least get some of the costs down and to at least reduce the cases of buying things that aren't needed? I don't think anybody thinks you're ever going to fix that problem completely, but at least maybe there are things that can be done to get it under control.
Brian Binder is Politico's national security correspondent. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.